Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. I am your host, Jim Masters, and it's a real honor and a pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We do seek out and find and showcase and celebrate some of the most amazing people who are doing incredible work to make our world a better place. And they do it through their fields of study, their skills, their passion. And we're so excited to always have an opportunity to share with you these amazing people that we do discover. One such person is somebody I had an opportunity to actually meet personally. And we did a video and television segment recently. And she has been a guest on our radio series at CUTV News as well. And this is part two of her series. If you didn't hear last week, she was with us as well. So you can go back in our archives and you can hear her wonderful interview last week as well. As a matter of fact, this particular broadcast, today is September 22nd, 2016. It's 1 p.m. Eastern. At the time of this broadcast, it is Thursday, but this will be archived for future air. So you'll be able to share this and hear this broadcast multiple times on CUTV News Radio. Our very special guest and good friend of our show is Deneen Carter. She is a certified psychosynthesis transformational life coach. And if you don't know what that is, she'll describe a little bit of that for us once again so you're familiar with it. Incredible work that she does. She is the founder of Unveil Your Voice Life Coaching, where she specializes in helping men and women really find their authentic, creative, prolific selves. And she has shared with us an amazing story of her own struggles and her own finding her own voice, finding herself and unveiling her voice and her own life experiences. And we all come from life experiences that point us in different directions and allow us to experience different elements of life and different passions. And what Deneen does is she works with people who are questioning their lives halfway through. They're literally wondering to themselves, have I fulfilled what I want my life to be, whether it's their relationships, their career, creativity, or spirituality? And she loves working with that person to find their true path by helping them reconnect with that inner voice. Sometimes there's things in our lives that suppress that inner voice, that keep that inner voice hidden, locked away, never to be heard from again. However, Deneen has experienced that herself, as she has shared with us on CUTV News, and she knows how to help people not only find it again, but unveil it, to reveal it, to share it with the world. Her work is absolutely amazing, and it's something that has been a field of study of hers for quite some time. She describes the work as a true passion, a true love. And again, that grows out of our own experiences. She says she's wanted to add goodness, joy, and love to people's lives and help them expand. And she does that every single day. And she might be able to do it for you as well. So listen up. We'll give you the website and all the information for contact with our very special guest, Deneen Carter. But first, it is my honor and pleasure to welcome Deneen back to our show. And we're going to have a great conversation. It always goes too fast, but we'll try to get as much information in for you as possible. Deneen, welcome back to CUTV News Radio. It is such a great day when we get a chance to hear from you. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell us, if you can, just briefly, just so we can back up a little bit for folks maybe who are just joining us today and maybe they didn't hear the previous broadcast, they haven't seen videos yet. a little bit about the work that you actually do and that I know you love doing. How do you describe the type of work that you do? I know it's hard to put in words.
What I do is I help people discover their inner voice, which in many times, as you mentioned, people living their lives over the course of their lives, they may have lost contact with that voice. And I help them uncover that, unveil it in such a way that allows them to live at their maximum fulfillment in their outward life. So that's basically what I do, and I do that through a process called psychosynthesis.
Now, everybody, as I was saying in the open, we all come from different experiences in our lives, and we have different passions and journeys. And were there things in your own life, Deneen, in your own journey of life, your own experiences that sort of directed you to this type of work that you do, wanting to empower and inspire and encourage others and help them unveil their voice, find the voice and unveil it? Things within your own life's journey that got you to say, you know, boy, this is something that really calls to my heart. This is something that I'm built to do and have to do. I would imagine in your own life experiences, you came to that realization and had those aha moments for yourself, which led you to this wonderful work you do.
Absolutely, Jim. It was a very personal process that led me to this. As I mentioned in the previous show, but I'll recap here, is that in my personal journey, there were two times in my life where I lost my voice. One was metaphoric and one was physical. So the metaphoric one was the result of a trauma, which created in me a suppression of my personality. I went inward. I hid myself from the world, my whole personality. I used parts to get by. I had jobs and relationships along that period of time, but I wasn't expressing my full being in any of those areas of my life. So that I consider as one of the first times that I lost my voice. The second time that I lost my full expression in the world and my voice was a physical one. Through overcoming my trauma, which set me back in so many ways, I had to kind of climb my way back. And that climbing and that search and that digging and all that process of finding my way back was a learning process that I realized at some point in my life that I wanted to share with others. But at that juncture, when I thought I should share it, I resisted. I held back, and like many of us do, thought, you know, I'm really not the person to do that, or just put this idea off to another day. And as a result of suppressing this inner calling of my own, what was coming up for me, I actually lost my physical voice. And my physical voice disappeared over a 3-day period, and it wasn't coming back. Weeks were going by, months were going by. I was not getting my voice back. And this led me to specialists, and the specialist told me I was never going to get my voice back. They said, we have seen people that have gone through this. We've seen many people, and in 99.9% of the cases, their voice never comes back. As you can imagine, Jim, I was devastated. I couldn't believe this was my prognosis. And so for a second time in my life, the first being the trauma, coming back from the trauma, and now this, I searched and searched as to what was going on? Why had I lost my voice? And I decided that I was not going to accept this prognosis, that I was going to find a way to heal. And that healing process led me to go within. It led me to go within. At that point in my life, I was studying spirituality and psychology and a regular meditator and prayer, and I just went in meditation and discovered, again, what I speak in my company, my inner voice. This voice that was telling me what I needed to do to come out of this place of not being able to speak. And this was 3 years. I had been without a voice for 3 years at this point.
That's amazing. Yeah, that is
absolutely
amazing.
So at that point, I went within, I did some meditation, and in a moment in meditation, up came this message to me. Deneen, you know, the reason you don't have your voice right now is because you are not using it. You are not sharing yourself in a complete way in your career, in your relationships, in your creative pursuits. You're just not being all that you can be. It's time to come out from that hiding place that you started when you were in your trauma. It's time to come out and be a teacher. And at that point, I sat with that voice and I came to a realization that I really had things I needed to say. You know, I really had things I needed to say. And so I committed at that very moment to the divine, to spirit, to the universe, to myself, that I was going to use my voice for greater good, and I was going to use my voice for whatever purpose was put inside me, and that I was going to share myself fully in my life and not be a compromised version of myself, but be my whole self. And at that moment that I committed to that, I got 50% of my voice back. I got sound. I had no sound before that. I got 50% of my voice back. I could hear myself again. And I was inquired through meditation further, and it came to me that the rest of my voice would come back as I used it, as I shared, as I lived in the world as my full self. And because of that whole experience, I came to the realization that, and through study, further study in life coaching, that so many people, most of our world is living from a place where they're not fully expressing themselves. There are ways that each of us suppresses ourselves. And there's a process by which that happens as we're growing up in a culture, in a society, through our parenting, through our authority figures. And we might adapt and change to meet outside expectations. And what happens is at some point we might suppress parts of ourselves. So I realized that this journey that I had, where at first I had trauma and I suppressed my personality, and then later deciding that I was going to embark on some adventure, some new element of myself, and then I resisted. This is common occurrences that people do all the time. And I wanted to help them overcome this, because living from a full place is where the joy is.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a beautiful, beautiful story, Deneen. And I know I had an opportunity to hear it in person when we had chatted, but for our audience to hear that, because there might be folks who are experiencing something very, very similar and maybe going through something similar in their own lives or know somebody that is, and they may feel like they'll never be able to resurrect that voice and be the person that they might not be the person that they were exactly ever again, but a different version of themselves, but to allow themselves to rebound, recover, refresh, revitalize, renew as
right.
you have. It's
right, right.
It's really
in,
absolutely
in fact, you know,
incredible.
I think what happens is people, a lot of times it's not even a giant trauma that happens to people. You know, I had a very extreme case of it, but a lot of times in the course of growing up, we don't even, they're almost unconscious. I call them invisible traumas or unconscious traumas in a way. You know, through through the molding of what we're told to be from the outside of us, through, you know, society's mandates, or through what the media is telling us, or, you know, and it's almost like an indoctrination, and we kind of, you know, like a, we might be like this tree growing, you know, if we imagine ourselves as a tree, and what happens is with each impact of society, we might grow a little crooked, or we might grow a little bit this way, or we might grow a little bit this way, trying to adapt to what this thing that we think we're supposed to be. And a lot of times what happens is we're not flourishing. We don't grow into this, you know, this grand full tree. We're, you know, this crooked tree, you know, that kind of thing. It's very subtle, but it's internal. It's an internal process.
Absolutely. I know, yeah. There's a connection, of course, between your experiences and how mm-hmm. everyone experiences all of this, even if it's on a smaller or less conscious scale. Tell us a little bit about that and how your coaching can really help people with this. Because I know you wanted to express this on today's show.
Yes. What I think happens is a lot of times what we want in our lives and what we desire in life is different from what we're doing or saying. I can give an example, actually, of a client that I worked with. She really desired in her life. She had a very success. Let's start with this. She had a very successful career. However, she felt an emptiness inside herself. She always felt this calling, this desire to express her creative self. And over her life, when she was growing up, she was told that this artistic part of herself was very impractical, or it was not worthy of her time. So over her life, she suppressed that part. She internalized these messages that she was given from the outside that this was impractical, and she redirected herself in another way. Meanwhile, never going back to her art, and meanwhile, never going back to her creative pursuits. And as she was raising her children, she saw that they were really creative, and they made, you know, these careers out of their creativity, very successful careers. And she always wondered about herself, and she came to me, and she was frustrated. She was frustrated in her current life. She was frustrated in her current position, even though she was doing, you know, well from outside for outside purposes. But inside, she felt an emptiness. So we searched this, and we worked together, and she shared her art and what she had done when she was young, and she had a lot of energy around her creativity. A lot of excitement came out of her when she talked about when she was young and used to do it. And what I did was I put out a chair and I said, you know, can you take this part of you, this creative part of you that's so alive and so beautiful, and sit right there with her in that chair, and let's talk with this part of you. And I said, well, I want to know what this part of you needs to come out. Who is she? Who is this girl? And what does she need to come out and be able to express herself? And in the process of exploring that, what came out was this other part of her, which was the side of her that felt it was impractical. So we pulled out another chair and sat that part of herself that thinks it's impractical, and we sat and talked with that part as well. And asked, you know, why, you know, what is it that this part that wants to come out wants to say to this part that believes it's impractical? And they, and conversing between these different parts, and what comes out in this is that we're not just one, we don't have one identity. There's different parts of us that are combating within us, and we got them to talk. And the part of her that was creative, that wanted to express itself, got the opportunity to tell the part of her that was suppressing her to back off. But listen, I want to come out. I want to be this creative self. And through the expression of that, through this process, she was able to have a third chair where we sat, and it was her higher self. The higher self was able to look at these two parts, her creative identity and her practical side, and speak to them both and say, okay, how can we satisfy both your needs? Eventually, what happened out of the session was that she came to a conclusion that she was able to find a career that satisfied her creative self and her practical self. She was able to access her business side and her creativity in a way that merged so well that she is succeeding now in a very successful career using both. And up until then, she had felt suppressed. So this is the kind of work we do. And this is what was happening, is what she wanted and desired in her life was not what she was doing. And that's often a conflict between those two. What we're doing and saying is not always what we're wanting.
Right, exactly. Sometimes we do it just to please others or to blend in with society or to do what we think is what we're supposed to be doing, and then we realize sometimes that isn't anything that is what our heart really desires or what we're even meant to be doing in life as well. I know you also wanted to share a poem with us from the book. Tell us a little bit about the book. I want people to know about this incredible book that you have that is filled with poetry and prose, which comes out of your own experiences. And you wanted to share something, an example of that, with our audience on the show, which I think is a beautiful thing to do, to share.
Well, thanks, Jim. I was thinking first I'd read a poem about this experience that this woman went through and that I think many of us can relate to. And then I wanted to share a little bit more about some of the general themes in the book. When you look at my client had just gone through, this poem speaks a lot about that. Because in essence, what happened in her life is she went from a process of being reborn in a new version of herself. So listen here. This poem is called Choices. Painted smiles and swooning bows to crowds. Her life, the circus. She was good, convinced one and all of her devotion to their cause. Yet living to please others had ceased to fulfill. She was in danger of losing her false identity. She could put on her mask and continue to trip up imaginary stairs to the adoration of people who never knew her, or take feebly to her unknown path amid unknown people where the stairs are steep and the applause not guaranteed. She decided. Reality, her own dream, was worth the netless tightrope. She thrust her head out of the opening of the big tent and cut the umbilical cord.
That's amazing. It really is. And that's just one example from that book. Tell us the name of the book and share the reason why you wanted to write that book. What propelled you?
The book is a book to help women mainly to speak their values in their relationships, help women embrace all the parts of themselves instead of being narrowed by society's emphasis on their beauty and sexuality. And this book speaks about embracing all of you, all those parts, just like the woman in my example had to embrace all the parts of herself in order to really be successful. A woman, to be a complete woman, needs to be able to embrace all aspects of herself, her sensuality, her spirituality, her relationships with children, her relationships with herself, her relationship with the divine. All those pieces make up a woman, and the book speaks of all those relationships.
Loving the Ache, A Woman's Journey, is the name of the book, folks. Please go to her website, which is Unveil Your Voice Life Coaching, right? That is the website for you, Deneen?
Yes, unveilyourvoicelifecoaching.com.
Fantastic.com. Loving the Ache, A Woman's Journey. Thanks so much for joining us. You are a true blessing, and it's such an honor to have you on the show, Deneen Carter.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, and I hope to talk to you again real soon. And thank you for joining us, everyone. I'm Jim Masters, CUTV News Radio. Have a wonderful day.